Welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. And doesn't get much better than this. Brent Hesse with Noah Cassidy. It's a Friday and it's homecoming day. So exciting times here in Chillicothe. And we've got an exciting Did You Know Show. Noah,
sure,
what's going on?
Do. It's a great Did You Know Show. Great Friday. Lots of cool activities going on. And I guess I'll go ahead and just get us kicked off right here.
All right, let's do it.
So did you know the brain runs on less power than a 60-watt light bulb?
Runs on less power.
Less power.
No, I guess not. So when people say that they're just tired, they don't have enough energy to use their brain, it's probably not really true.
Probably not true. Huh. And also whenever someone says, you know, you have a dim lit or talking about like, you know, the whole light bulb over your head type of thing, that is super not accurate because you don't even need that much power in your head to run it. So some 500 million years ago, an ancient fish-like creature produced at least one offspring with a curious mutation, twice of that number of the genes, and their excessive genes began developing in new directions, eventually creating more and more complex brains. So some 150 million years later, human ancestors, started roaming the land. So here we are, we're on the land, right? So our brains continued to grow in a complexity and over the long period of time to where we are now. People thought, you know, it's a wonder that we can think and that we have this much intelligence, that, you know, it would take so much energy for our bodies to be able to run how our brain is. But because of the development of our brain, that has allowed us to it's more of a, you have to think of it as a, what do they call it? Not a mutation, but when you...
Adaptation?
Yeah, an adaptation. So the longer we've been here, we've evolved slowly and slowly.
Adapted to it.
And so it's not that our brains need a whole lot of energy to run. It's that we've adapted to be this smart and intelligent of a species. And so we actually run on much less than what a 60-watt light bulb would actually need to run. So there you go.
That is pretty cool. Well, now I've got one about waterfalls and the world's tallest waterfalls. So did you know that the world's tallest waterfall is Angel Falls in Venezuela? And it takes the crown because it has a 2,648-foot continuous flow from the top all the way down to the bottom.
Oh, wow.
So pretty tall right there. Some National Geographic Society calculated the fall's height at 3,200 feet, but they kind of disputed that. The official is 2,648, and that is the tallest continuous flow. Now, there are some that are taller, but they're broken up into segments. So we've got in South Africa, there's a height of 3,225 feet, but it's got five different segments where it, you know, drop and then it'll hit and then it'll drop again. And then that's pretty cool. So the tallest one in the world is continuous, just a little bit over 2,500 feet. But I want to talk about the tallest in North America too, because I've actually hiked to the top of the tallest waterfall in North America, and that's Yosemite Falls. It's North America's tallest waterfall at 2,425 feet. And like we were talking about that, that one is broken into segments, so it's not continuous. The upper Yosemite is 1,430 feet. Then there's Middle Cascades that are 600 feet tall. And then lower Yosemite, 320 feet. So broken up, but overall, from the top to the bottom, 2,425 feet. And that's the tallest in North America. And that's in Yosemite National Park in California. So a little bit about some of the tallest waterfalls in the world for you today.
Here you go. That's a pretty massive waterfall right there.
Yep, that's a lot of water flowing down. It's pretty cool. So if you ever want to check those out, you can always get pictures and videos and stuff like that on the internet. In Yosemite, make a trip out there to California.
Yeah.
You will definitely enjoy it. Well, learning about the human brain and how much we actually use energy to think.
Power-wise, yeah.
Pretty cool. Well, come on back next week for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Everybody have a great homecoming weekend, and we'll hear from you again on Monday.